The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have a question for every woman listening right now. You could be listening live on the radio, or maybe you listen later on the podcast. I don't know. One bra. How long do bras last? Hey, good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. That's a great question, Dana.
It is a great question because I have these two bras. I have like 100 bras, but I have these two bras that I absolutely love, and they don't make them anymore. So I swish them around. I wash them all the time. You know, I take very good care of them. But at what point is it just over?
Yeah, you got to just retire that bra, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, because like, I don't feel that way about underwear.
I know you don't, DJ Automatic.
Once it's got a hole, it's got to go.
Oh, there you go. That's a good theory.
Well, my bras don't have holes in them.
I know, but that's the difference. Well, I don't know anything about bras. You're talking to two guys that have only removed bras. We don't ever wear them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how long? Okay, here's a question. Automatic, Anthony A., what's the oldest pair of underwear you have in your drawer?
I don't keep track of that.
Right now, I think I'm going to have to go with my camouflage undies that I usually use to let me know it's laundry day. When I'm down. If you guys ever see me in my camouflage undies, like, oh, all right, Anthony got his laundry.
I do have a pair of underwear when I know that's like the last of the last.
How old are they, Anthony?
They're like solid 2 years. You know, I keep them. But
Otto's got underwear since I met him.
That is not true.
Yes, it is. I'm going to tell him about it. I'm going to put a TikTok about it. They're at the bottom on the right side. I'm like, why do you still have these underwear?
Well, throw them away then. I don't wear them. You're in charge of the laundry, Dana. That's your job.
I'm in charge of this man's old underwear.
But Dana,
bro,
I think you need like a fun rhyme. Like if there's holes that got to go thing. Like Otto has with his, you need something for your bras. So we'll figure that out.
I'm going to ask you this. Okay. How often do women change bras? Because I at one point was dating this one girl that I thought that she only had one bra that she wore all the time.
Why?
Because I'm just saying.
Was it the ugly tan bra?
Yes.
That's the ugliest bra in the history.
Yeah, it was that
bras,
one.
Dude.
And it doesn't have any straps.
Otto. Yeah.
Oh, Dana's got it on. What is the deal with that bra? Is it like a super
comfortable? But I have like 12 of them, not one.
Maybe she had 12, and I just thought she was wearing the same one.
You know what? Let's do this later as a topic. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Earth Day. Ooh.
Oh, I love you, Earth. I'm sorry that we destroy you.
Oh,
as humans.
Oh, come on, Dana. We do a lot for the Earth as well.
What do we do?
Have you seen paper straws? We're doing a thing here.
Yeah.
What do we do for the Earth?
Paper straws. You know,
we inhabit it.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly. Earth is like, get out.
And we'll wrap it up on National Jelly Bean Day. Hello.
Not like huge on jelly beans.
Yeah. Like jelly beans.
I mean, they're like they're last resort candy.
If they're there, like my Nana would buy jelly beans and a butterscotch and then that cinnamon. You know the Brocks that come like in singles, old lady butterscotch and the cinnamon and then jelly beans. I don't know why. That's like a staple in grandma's homes.
Do you know why today is National Jelly Bean Day? Because today is the last day that you have like those leftover jelly beans
in the
green grass in your basket.
But you know what? You end up eating those because it's the only sugar left in the house.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I really believe you can learn things from your kids. I do. You can watch their little happy faces and listen to them, more importantly, which just happened with my husband here, DJ Automatic, and our daughter, Ava Matic. Anthony, he called me like 100 times, and then he got mad because I wouldn't pick the phone up and wouldn't tell me what he wanted.
Uh-oh.
I felt like it was super important that I tell you at the time.
Obviously, but once you did tell me, I understood why you felt it necessary to convey the message at that moment.
All right, so this is what happened. Okay, our daughter, Ava, calls me. She's upset that her boyfriend is not doing things that the way that she wants them to be done. Okay, so he's like, he didn't propose to me on time. He waited till the 2 days before
promposal.
Promposal. They've been to like 5 or 6 dances at this point. I don't know why she feels like she needs to have flowers and like the whole layout and like the poster board.
Because you don't just assume. She could go with her friends. They're not married.
That was my initial reaction to it. But then I could realize that like it really bothered her that he hadn't done it on time. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, and then on top of that, Dad, he had his mom get the flowers. What are they called?
Her corsage.
And so she was really upset that he didn't order them but himself.
In advance.
Yes.
Which he should have. Yeah, okay. He should have.
So she didn't feel special. And that started to make me mad. I was like, oh, to heck with this dude. If he doesn't want to treat you right, then maybe you shouldn't be with him anymore. And I was like, wait, hold on. They've been together forever. I love Dylan. He's a good kid. And I said, well, I don't mean that. But then it, like, this light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, wait, everything she's saying is what Dana says to me when she doesn't feel special. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am just as guilty as this kid. I don't make my wife feel special. And that's why I called you like 100 times in a row, because I was trying to tell you I want to make you feel special. And then you don't answer the phone and you ruin the entire moment.
You know that I actually felt bad for DJ Automatic when he called me? Because, Anthony, he felt so guilty about it. And I said, Otto, I love you. You're a good person. He said, I know, but I don't want you to feel like Ava did. I don't want to be the person that makes you feel unappreciated. That's the word that Ava Maddox feels. That's the way I feel at times.
And then you
times.
Had to go ruin it and not answer the phone.
I'm sorry. Unappreciated. So taking things for granted. When you just said, oh, they've been to 5 or 6 dances. They've been dating 2 years. Why does she need all this? Because you can't assume that she's just sitting there waiting to go to do whatever for him.
But
this is an early lesson that you have to appreciate the person you're with.
Okay, that is. And you it's do. Also a lesson of the good old theory that, you know, women are from Venus and men are from Mars. And we operate different. And
yes.
I think it kind of really...
I did explain that part to her, that he had no ill intentions. That's just how he operates.
I feel like a little bit of this is it finally settling in on Automatic's daughter, which I think impacted you different, right? Because I understand it. Like, I think you're right, Dana. Yes, you should keep applying effort and pressure and everything like that, but
you're the king, Anthony. If you got to keep dating your partner,
cut the man some break. He's going through his senior year of high school too. He got his own things and own responsibilities. If he's already brought it home 5-6 times and already done a knockout proposal, then, you know, young Ava Maddox, my advice to her is, hey dog, why don't you turn the tables a little bit, help him out, maybe propose to him a little proposal to him.
I understand all of that, but she does a lot for him. Like, he got called into work and she ran him over a Red Bull and water. Like, she goes above and beyond. She wants that reciprocated. And that's what Automatic finally got. He sometimes thinks that I'm asking him for things that, I don't know, just to ask. And it's not that. I plan everything for him. I got to do this. I got to make sure I get up early. I turn off all the lights, all the doors, so he doesn't wake up. You know, all these things I think about. And sometimes he doesn't do the same. And so I feel unappreciated or like an afterthought. But I know deep down
you love me. But it's not intentional, I promise.
I know that. And just like you realize, wait, Dylan's not a bad person. He's me. That's what you realize. And what have I always told you? The way you treat me, that's the person your daughter is going to marry and end up with. Obviously, this is young love. I'm not saying that. They're very young. We don't know where this relationship is going. But the example that we show our daughters, my 3 daughters, is what they will apply in life.
Yeah.
You can say and preach, but they're going to do what you do. So thank you for acknowledging that. Did you tell Ava Maddox?
I told her that, and she realized what was going on, and I gave her a big hug, and she got over it. They went to prom. They had a great prom. Everything went really well. So
that's why every Valentine's Day and every birthday she calls you, Dad, did you get the flowers, Dad?
Tries to coach me through everything.
She does.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I think some of us have been guilty of borrowing our parents' car without their permission. Mm. You know, they're not home, you take the keys and whatnot. But when patrolman Jake Kohler got a call from McDonald's restaurant, he did not expect to see what he did behind the wheel of the car in question. The suspect was only 8 years old.
Oh, no.
And even worse, he had his 4-year-old little sister in the car with him. So
he's not going down alone.
NBC did an incredible interview with Officer Kohler, who was first on the scene.
You know, what are you doing? And he said, me and my sister really wanted a cheeseburger. So then I asked him how he learned how to drive, and he said he looked up YouTube videos on how to drive. And whenever he pulled up to the first window, the employees actually thought that they were being pranked.
So obviously they're not being pranked. This is really happening. All the adults come out to surround the car. They're concerned.
They basically boxed him in.
Well, yeah, but Automatic, he made it all the way there. And he stopped at every light. He made every, I mean, he used his signal. He did everything
That's
right.
That's a lot of better drivers than I've seen driving on the highway.
I mean, the power of YouTube.
Yeah. Exactly. I also thought that the NBC reporter that did this story, he had some very colorful commentary. It made me laugh. Listen.
The parents were not in the back of the van. They were at home. The vehicle was surrounded by adults in the McDonald's parking lot, and the boy was crying when Patrolman Kohler started talking to him, realizing he might be in trouble.
He did get in trouble, but him and his little sister also got their cheeseburgers.
Oh,
I know. They deserve them. They deserve them. I took my mom's car a few times without asking permission. Yes, she was really a hardworking single mom, and she finally saved up enough money to buy her dream car. It was a Corvette.
Oh.
And
you stole her Corvette?
Automatic? Yes, I did. I never told her that I did this either. Never have I admitted it. But she had T-tops on it, and I took the tops off, and I took it to school. Best day of my life. Everybody came around to see the car.
You never got caught?
Never got caught. But I do remember, though, she asked me, hey, you didn't take the car, did you? Because it looks like the gas is down. There's a few more miles. And I said, no. Mom, come on. And she believed me.
Did she ever find out?
She's finding out right now because she listens to the show every single day. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry.
If we're going to do confessions, I did steal my dad's car for a full 3 weeks in a row in ninth grade, where I would drive the car to school right before first period. I would show it off to everybody in the morning, and then during third period or right before lunch, I would go home and put the car back because I knew he might be home before lunch, and then I would come back to school. And he never found out, but he did start asking me, why do you have so many absences in first period? I don't
Because you were showing off the car.
24 absences in 45 days.
I didn't know I was sitting among some car thieves here. That's crazy.
Car borrowers.
Like
There it is.
I think we should end it with a lesson here, because we're not condoning borrowing anybody's car without their permission, right? So Dana, what would be the lesson that you took away from taking your mom's Corvette in that situation?
Have gas money.
Oh,
so you can fill it up and they don't find out.
There it is. Yeah, you can make sure you got gas money.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Diana contacted me about her husband, and the reason why is because she found a $70 charge in her bank statement, their bank statement. She's paying bills, and it turns out Mr. Leo's paying for a dating app. Ooh. For married people. It went down in the DM.
There's a little dive bar on the south side we can go to. It's like a little hole in the wall, you know, and so we don't need to worry about anybody or anything.
Well, Leo, why would we have anything to be worried about?
Well, we don't have to worry about running into anybody over there.
Do you mean like running into your wife?
Yeah. And your husband?
Oh, you know what? Don't even worry. My husband's out of town. Which brings me to my second question. Are you still planning on sleeping over?
I mean, I don't plan on sleeping much, but yeah.
Gross, disgusting, grimy, not my friend. Oh. Diana came in right away. She said she was going to go to her mom's house. She already texted me. She does not plan on reconciling with Leo. Good for her. The way he was talking, listen, he's like,
yeah, he was all the way there. There's no coming back from that one at all, in my opinion. That's just as bad as catching him in the act.
Not attractive at all. So we got this message, Automatic Anthony A, on our Facebook page. And I knew this man was hurting because he wrote it publicly. It's right underneath our picture, Automatic, of us at the Grammys. He says, you and Automatic sound like you have this perfect relationship. I wish me and my wife had a relationship like that. And then he goes on to say, we barely speak. We've been married for so long. I don't know who she is anymore. I'm not happy. She's not happy. We just stay together because we're married. And I felt so bad. I wrote him back and
that
I said,
is sad.
Oh, it was so sad. I felt like he was asking for help. Why else would you write in a public space like that? So I wrote him back and I said, first of all, DJ Automatic and I don't have a perfect marriage, but we do remember to talk to one another every single day. We talk to each other. We ask each other questions. How are you feeling? How is, you know, what's going on, or whatever the case may be. I said, is something as simple as that can remind you of why you fell in love with your wife? Not out of anger, not when you're fighting. Sir, just ask her, how are you? How was your day? Now, at first, she's going to be shocked because they don't talk, but they can learn to love each other again so it doesn't get to this point.
Yeah.
So the man who wrote this message doesn't end up looking for emotional support or whatever, physical support, on some dating app, because who knows what his wife is feeling. If they don't talk, she needs it too. Trust me, she wants him to ask. I love it automatic when you're like, are you okay? What'd you do last night? You know, because you're out of town right now. You're asking me, how was your evening? You know, you care.
I do. Yeah, I legitimately care. And but the first thing I want to clear up, our marriage is far from perfect.
Thank you for saying that.
the other thing is that, yeah, you got to just talk to her. You got to remember that the reason you guys got together was because you were friends in the first place. And that's why I think all relationships need to remember is that you started out friends and then it built into love and became whatever it is at the current state. Don't forget that part. Remember that, like, Dana's my best friend. And even when I don't like her, I still love her to death. That's the part about marriage. That's the trick, though, is no matter how mad I am in the moment, I always remember I love her.
I can't imagine my life without you, even during the worst times. And that's why I think the man who wrote us, he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah,
you know why? Because he still loves his wife.
He's still reaching. I mean, I applaud him for reaching out and writing that. And coming,
me too.
You know, I don't know if I would have done it on a public forum. That's a little risky. But regardless, he's reaching out and it seems like he wants to fix this or wants to rekindle what they may have had in the beginning of the relationship, which, you know, I that's the first step towards, you know, building this back up.
I'm a believer that if you loved somebody, if there's nobody getting hurt physically or mentally in the relationship, if you loved somebody at one point, you can fall back in love with them again. You can. Did this happen to you during your marriage? And how did you fall back in love with your spouse? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Post Malone just won a small battle in his ongoing custody for his daughter. I'll give you more details after DJ Automatic gives us famous people's birthdays.
R&B legend Babyface is celebrating today. We got Mandy Moore's birthday and friend of the show, Sophia Carson's birthday. Happy birthday, girl.
All right, so Post Malone just won a little battle in his ongoing custody case for his daughter. His ex filed paperwork in LA, but he'd already beat her to the punch by getting the documents started in Utah, which is going to save himself a lot of money. And honestly, he's going to have a better chance at getting shared custody, joint custody, rather. I don't know.
And also, he's not going to have to give up half his income.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, he might still have to give up some income.
Oh, no, they were never married, right?
No, that's not the point. I think the point here is that he just wants to share custody with his daughter. In LA, the courts tend to be a little bit more toward the mom. It's going to cost him more money. He lives in Utah, so he had absolutely every right to file there, and the case will be tried in Utah. They will go there and they will have to, you know, battle it out. Hopefully, though, it's not a battle.
No, I hope not. Yeah, I don't see Post Malone being the guy that's going to make a big deal out of this and be bad to his baby mother because of that.
I don't know what happened. I know that they're not together. I know he's out and about with his new girlfriend, showing her out. He's in incredible shape, and this woman is a fashionista. She is one of New York's socialite. She's gorgeous, and she's out there in the fashion world, and she's got posts in the fashion world too. He's liking it. What happened to him and his girl? He might have stepped out on her. Probably. So she might not be too happy.
We don't know that, though.
Okay, I just want for the child to be treated well. I want for the parents to remember, Post Malone and his ex to remember, hey, we loved each other at one time. Let's do what's best for the kids. I always try to do that with my daughters.
There's no part of me that believes that Post Malone's going to ever be a bad dad.
I don't think so either. I don't know, though. I mean, I never thought that either with the people I was with. And sometimes because you get in this mindset, you want to use the kid as a way to harm the person you're no longer with. I hope Post Malone's ex doesn't do that, right?
Could happen.
Like, yeah, like, I'm going to keep this child.
She could be jealous of the new girlfriend.
Or just whatever the case may be. Whatever. You're not going to be a good dad because you were somebody else, or you're not going to be a good dad because you're not here anymore, or whatever the case. The best thing to do is what's best for the child. I've always done that. Well, I haven't always done that, but I learned it. I would be lying if I said I always did it. I did it too. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of mistakes too. It's just, remember, I love this person at one time. Now it's not about us. Now it's about the kid. You know, so we'll follow this case closely. How is your relationship with your ex if you have a child together? Is it good? Is it bad? Did you learn along the way, like I just admitted, because I didn't always do things right? 877-730-DCS1. I think it's a good way to talk about this, to make a topic of it. And then we can all learn together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is Travis Scott a cheater? Is he in a new relationship? Let me explain everything that's happening right now. But first, DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays.
Friend of the show, Sophia Carson is celebrating today. We got Babyface celebrating and Mandy Moore.
Okay, so a couple of days ago, I guess this is a big deal. Travis Scott helped John Cena win his 17th WWE Championship.
Travis Scott is actually going to walk in the ring on Cody Rhodes. I get those goosebumps every time.
Kind of cheated. He kind of cheated. If he hadn't gotten in there, I don't know. I'm not so sure John Cena would have won. But for me, I'll just tell you.
No, he wouldn't have won. And Travis Scott actually got crossroad.
I don't know what that means, Automatic.
Got dropped on his face, basically.
John Cena, to me, will forever be Fred's dad. Do you remember the show? I think it was like in 2010, 12. It's been a long time. He was in a Nickelodeon show, Fred. He would talk really fast. He would make the cheese fries in the microwave, which, by the way, are really good. He was the dad.
Of course I remember. I watched it 100 times between you and Ava. I always wanted to watch a show.
And Stasia. Yeah, it was just such a good show. I hate to admit this, but I didn't know who John Cena was. I thought he was really Fred's dad. I thought that was his claim to fame. Obviously not.
I did see that John Cena made the top five white rappers the other day, though. John Cena does it all.
He does it all. He's a rapper. He's an actor. I mean, WWE is one of the best entertainment.
It's the greatest entertainment company on the face of the planet. I had kind of given up on WWE. And then Titus O'Neil invited Dan and I to go to a WrestleMania. We got to go backstage. We got to experience the entire thing.
Ava Maddox met the Bella Twins.
I will tell you, from that point on, I was completely sold as the greatest entertainment company ever. You don't get that feeling that you get from wrestling from anything else.
No, but it wasn't just meeting people. I didn't care about that. When we were in our seats and the matches were going on, it was cage matches. It was all kinds of stuff. That's when you were going wild. You were up. Ugh, you were eating everything. You were just going insane. I never seen you like that.
I felt like a man, Dana.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we were talking about a couple on the brink of divorce. And one of our listeners said that was us. And then she did this and turned the marriage around, literally saved her marriage.
At the time, I was like, it's him. He needs to grow up. But, I look back on it, and it was more me. You know, I had to grow up. At the time, I blamed him, but I had a lot of growing up to do.
I told Denisha during the call, I said, look at you holding yourself accountable, Denisha. Look at you admitting you were wrong. That's something that's really hard for me to do. But I've gotten better, Automatic, haven't I?
Yes, you have gotten better. I think it's hard for everyone to do, but Dana has an extra hard time doing that.
Well, because I know. I've had some really tough relationships, and so I need to be strong. You know, I need to be strong. That doesn't mean
stick to your guns.
Yeah, stick to my guns, but that doesn't mean always being right. Being strong is admitting when you're wrong. That's being strong right there, looking in the mirror and having some accountability, looking at myself and saying, wait a minute, did you need to behave that way? Was that the right way to speak to your husband in public? You know, and, seriously. Yeah.
No, I think
on the radio?
Yeah, automatic, whatever.
No, it's a tough thing to admit too. And then for me, it's also like when I am coming up with my own arguments about my partner in my head, sometimes I assume their answers. And before I even have a conversation with them, I'm over here getting mad about what I think they'll say.
They haven't even opened their mouth yet, Anthony, and you're already coming at
and
them.
And that's a really bad habit I do, not just in relationships, but with everybody. So I'm really trying to break that. But shout out to the caller who stepped up and said it was herself. And to be able to self-analyze.
Self-reflection.
It's hard. Yeah. That's a very hard thing to do.
Had she not had that revelation, she would probably not be married anymore. And who knows where her life would be at this point. Just being able to admit, hey, I might be wrong. And saved your marriage.
And apologize and work on being a better person for your person. Donisha's been married for 19 years.
Hey.
So the lady knows exactly what she's talking about. The last time Automatic and I had a blowout fight, and it was bad. It's the worst fight we've ever had. It was over finances. It was blown so far out of proportion that we lost control of ourselves. We started saying things that are so embarrassing, I'm not even going to repeat them. You know what happened? What intervened? I feel like Jesus. I feel like God intervened because my mother was in the middle of going through a very hard surgery, 14-hour surgery. We go to bed mad. I'm in the living room. He's in the bedroom. And a phone rings. My dad, my stepdad, says to me that my mom had a heart attack on the table. And let me tell you something. Life comes at you hard. That's important. Love is important. Forgiveness is important. Not these stupid fights. And when Otto heard me crying, he came into the room and he was like, I'm sorry. I'm stupid. I shouldn't have done this. Those are the things that are important. Not being right. And we let it go. And we hugged each other.
Moved on.
And we moved on. Yes. Mm. And we were there for one another.
Automatic, did you really call yourself stupid in that story?
I'm sure I did. I felt pretty dumb because I said some things that were out of line. And, you know, people act funny when it comes to money. And, but, and you know how cheap, you know how cheap I am. And you know how Dana loves to spend money.
Facts. What a great reminder that those stupid little arguments don't count. It's the love you have for one another. Thank you, Donisha, for sharing your call and reminding us. Listen to everything we do on demand via the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, just type in Dana Cortez Show and catch up. Now let's turn up the radio. Brought to you by the Nissan Murano.